好，我们一同来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢主，你用爱召聚我们众弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for gathering us through your love.
也感谢主你与我们同行。
We thank you for working with us.
你的圣灵在我们中间。
Your Holy Spirit is with us.
使我们成为神的家。
So that we can be the house of the God.
保守我们在主你的家里面能够彼此相爱。
Please protect us so that we love each other in your family.
我们今天所要传讲的地方教会的信息，愿主你保守。
Today we'll be preaching the message about the local church. Please bless the sermon.
使我们都能够真正的委身于教会，并在教会中成长。
So that we can all devote ourselves to the local church, and so that we can grow ourselves in the church.
愿你的荣耀在我们中间彰显。
May your glory be with us.
使世人看见了就能够来归向你。
So that when people see it, they will be seeking you.
祝福我们接下来的时间。
Bless our time.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our thanks and praises in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的讲道主题是十字架载入系列的第25讲，地方教会。
Today is the 25th sermon of the Narrow Cross series. The topic for today's sermon is local church.
上一讲我们讲到神的大公教会是古今中外所有属神的圣徒的集合。
In the last sermon, we talk about the Holy Catholic Church is the assembly of all the saints of all time.
大公教会呢是普世的，是纯洁的。
The Holy Catholic Church is universal and is pure.
最终基督再临的时候，它也会成为完美的、荣耀的教会。
And eventually, when Christ came again, he's going to be the Holy Catholic Church is going to be the perfect and glorified church.
如果直到这里的话呢，一个基督徒的教会论还是有重大缺陷的。
But if that's all the thing we know, and then we still are lacking, we still have some major defect in the Christian ecclesiology.
事实上，多数基督徒的教会论的缺陷，更多是缺在对地方教会的认知上。
As a matter of fact, most Christians' ecclesiology is lacking the knowledge on the local church.
为什么基督徒需要委身于一个地方教会呢？
Why Christians need to devote themselves in the local church?
地方教会在神的旨意中处于一个什么样的位置呢？
And where is the place for local church in God's divine will?
为了回答这些问题，我们今天就来讲讲地方教会。
And to answer those questions, today we'll be talking about local churches.
首先我们讲第一点呢，委身于地方教会呢，是行在神的旨意当中。
The first point, to devote yourself in the local church is in God's will.
对于基督徒来说，有一个常见的问题：既然基督徒死了是与主同在，好的无比，那基督徒为什么不早点离世去见主呢？
There is a common question for Christians. If it is better by far for Christian to leave the world and be with the Lord, why does Christian just leave the world early so that he can meet the God?
腓立比书一章的23-24节，保罗是这样说的：他说，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
In Philippians 1, verses 23, Paul says, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
对保罗来说，死亡不是可怕的，因为死了就是与主同在，好的无比。
To Paul, death is not scary at all, because when you are dead, you are with the Lord. It's better by far.
请大家默想，你也是如此的渴慕离世与主同在吗？
So if you think carefully, are you also as eager to leave the world and be with the Lord?
但是基督徒既然是盼望着来世，难道基督徒要消极的度过今生吗？
But if Christians are so eagerly waiting for the next life, does it mean Christians need to spend the current life passively?
当然不是。
Of course not.
保罗说他仍然活着是神的旨意，就是为了弟兄姐妹们，也就是教会的益处。
Paul says he still remains in the body is because of God's will, and this is because it is for the benefits of the brothers and sisters and the churches.
因为神的心意就是教会。
Because God's will is in the church.
所以他一边盼望离世与主同在，一边是带着使命感积极的度过今生。
So on one hand, he do wish to leave the world and be with the Lord, but at the same timeHe lived his life very positively with a strong sense of mission.
同样的，不单单是保罗，每个基督徒都需要在教会中找到自己的使命。
So similarly, it's not just applied to Paul. Every Christian needs to find his predestination in the church. Because this is why we live in the world.
那么我们怎么服侍于那个看不见的大公教会呢？
So how do we serve that invisible Holy Catholic Church?
我们正是通过委身于一个地方教会来实现。
It's through devoting yourself to a visible local church.
那么我们讲到第二点呢，地方教会呢是神的国的代表。
The second point is the local church is a representation of kingdom God.
在哥罗西书的一章十三节，保罗说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In Colossians 1 verse 13,For he has rescued us from the dominion of the darkness and brought us into the kingdom of Son he loves.
有人说基督徒在地上的使命、啊、就像是个移民官，帮助人办理去天国的签证。
Some people say the mission of a Christian in the world is like an immigration officer. It's helping people to get the visa to the kingdom, to the heaven.
那么请问人到哪里去找移民官呢？是到酒饭店里吗？还是到酒吧里？
So in our world, where do people look for an immigration officer? Is this in the restaurant or in the bar?
有没有人办签证是只知道一个签证官的名字，然后需要自己去人海茫茫中去找到这个人？
Is there any people seeking for a visa just know the name of the immigration officer and start to seek the officer aimlessly?
都不是的。我们找签证官签证一定是在一个确定的地点，也就是在领事馆里面。
It's none of that. People know where to look for an immigration officer. It is in the embassy.
而且在领事馆里面是一定能够找到办签证的移民官的。
And you have this level of certainty that you will be finding that immigration officer in the embassy.
那正是领事馆存在的意义。
Because that's why the embassy exists.
所以同样的一个有形的地方教会的存在呢，它是绝对必要的。
Similarly, a tangible, local church is necessary to exist.
它正像一个领事馆一样，是人可以去听到福音的地方。
It is just like an embassy. It is the places where people go and hear about the gospel.
约翰福音的十三章三十五节，主耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就可以因此认出你们是我的门徒了。”
In John 13 verse 35,By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
主耶稣明显不是在说远隔千里的几个基督徒，而是说聚在一起的几个基督徒。
Jesus is not speaking about a couple of Christians who are thousands of miles away from each other. He's speaking to a group of Christians that are assembled together.
那就是一个地方教会。
And that is a local church.
所以地方教会是神的国的有形的代表。
So local church is the tangible representation of kingdom of God.
是神为世人设立的可见的路标。
It is a road sign that God established so that people can see.
是基督的见证。
It is a testimony of Christ.
而这样的特权神并没有给予任何别的机构。
And such privilege was never granted to any other organization.
所以我们接下来要讲到一点呢，就是说，如果一个宣教士出去宣教，建立地方教会呢，就是他宣教的目的。
So the next point we're going to be talking about is when a missionary go out and preach the gospel, the sole purpose of his mission is to establish a local church.
虽然我们不否认一些特别的福音机构或者宣教机构在神国中有它特别的功用。
So we don't deny that there are certain evangelical organization or mission organization has a special call and special function from God, in kingdom of God.
但这些机构在神的旨意中没有一个可以和地方教会相提并论。
But in God's will, none of those organizations can compare to a local church.
有些人以为主耶稣和保罗的事工是像葛培里那样的布道家，这个是大错特错的误解。
Some people think the mission work, the ministry of Lord Jesus and Paul is to build great preachers like Bill Graham, and they can't be more mistaken.
主耶稣虽然常常做公开布道，但是他的工作重心主要还是在于教导他的门徒，也就是他的本地教会。
Even though Jesus often do public preaching very often, but his focus is still on teaching his disciples and is creating the local churches.
保罗被差派出去宣教是为了建立教会，而不是建立机构。
And similarly, when Paul sent out to preach, he is preaching to establish a church, not to establish an organization.
在罗马书十五章的二十三节，保罗说：“但如今在这里，再没有可传的地方。”
In Romans 15 verses 23, but now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you.
保罗认为呢，从耶路撒冷到以利里谷的区域，也就是今天的巴尔干半岛的地区，正在被福音触及，福音事工在那里已经完成了。
So Paul thinks from Jerusalem to Illyricum, the regions of Illyricum, which is where the Balkan Peninsula is today, those areas are being touched by the gospel, so that his ministry is complete.
保罗不是说在这里的每个家庭都信主了。
He's not saying everybody in that region has already believed in Christ.
而是说在这个地方有正统的地方教会已经被建立起来了。
He's saying there are orthodox churches established in that place already.
因而宣教士在这里 的任务已经完成。
So the task of the missionary is completed there.
也就是说宣教士到一个新的地方宣教的目标是直接明确的，就是建立一个本地的教会。
That is saying a missionary has a very clear target when he's out preaching the gospel. It is to establish a local church.
所以保罗知道在那些地方有教会了，他就可以把这个区域从他的这个福音布道的清单上划掉了。
So when Paul knows there is already church existing in those areas, he then can check the region off his list.
因为那些教会可以在当地做福音布道的工作，并且把福音传到周围的地区。
Because those churches can work for, can be the one that's preaching the gospel in that local regions and will be spreading the gospel across that region.
因此在初代教会历史上，我们看到那些重要的著名的教会，如罗马教会、耶路撒冷教会、安提阿教会、亚历山太教会。
So in the early church history, there's those famous important churches that we often talk about, like the Roman church, the Jerusalem church, the Antioch church, or the Alexandria church.
这些教会都有一个特点，就是位于一个政治上、经济上重要的城市。
Those churches have one characteristic. They are often located in a very important city, either economically or politically.
这些城市呢，常常呢交通便利，就像一个物流网络中的一个关键节点，也就是物流的中转站。
Transportations in those cities are usually very convenient. The cities is like a major knot in a logistic network.
同样的，福音也要从这些地方被继续的传播下去，到更远、更偏的小城市、小山村去。
And for that reason, the Gospels will be spreading even further to the more rural and distant towns and villages from this major knot.
可见使徒们在建立教会的时候，他是有一个长远的战略性的眼光的。
So it's pretty obvious, you can tell when the early Christians start to build their churches, they do have a very long-term strategic vision.
那么我们接下来要讲到呢，这个地方教会呢，它是基督徒成长的一个地方。
So the next point we're going to be talking about is local churches is also where a Christian grow.
我们知道一般在物流网络的核心节点的地方都会有大量的仓库。
So we know that usually in the key hub, in the logistic network, there's usually just big warehouses everywhere.
因为商品来不及流出的时候呢，需要有足够的仓储能力，可以将这些商品保存下来，将来供应下游的需要。
Because these places need to have enough storage capacity, so when the commodity does not have time to be transported out in time, it has the capacity to keep them. So in the future, when the downstream need it again, it can continue to supply the downstream.
所以这些在大城市里的地方教会，它就像是一个大的仓储中心一样的，预备供应下游的需要。
So local churches in those big cities is like a big warehouse. It is prepared to supply the downstream need.
只是它存储的不是商品，而是人才。
But instead of storing a commodity, it is storing talent.
这些人才是有各样的恩赐的，是可以用于建立教会的人。
These talents have different kind of gifts that are equipped to build a church.
比如传福音的、带查经的、带领敬拜的、IT 的人才、财务的人才等等。
For example, the one who can preach the gospel, the one who can lead a Bible study, one who can lead a worship, or people who are good at IT or good at financials.
这些恩赐中最宝贵的就是教导和讲道的恩赐。
Among all those gifts, the most precious one is the one that's the one about teaching.
这正是保罗在哥林多前书十二章三十一节所说的更大的恩赐。
And this is exactly the greater gift that Paul mentioned in the first Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31.
保罗说你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。
Paul said in first Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31, now eagerly desire the greater gifts.
对比于方言是造就自己的，这里的更大的恩赐指的是像讲道这样能够造就教会的恩赐。
Compared to other gifts like speaking in tongue, which usually just benefit yourself, the greater gifts here is speaking to gifts like preaching that are able to benefit the local church.
当一个教会中有教导恩赐的人才储备足够多的时候，这个教会的事工就有更大的扩展性。
So the more talents with gifts of teaching a church has, the easier it is for the church to expand its mission work.
我常常分享一个故事。
I often like to share the story.
在一战后，战胜国对德国的压榨使得德国人怀恨在心。
After the World War I, the oppression to the German from the Allies often caused a lot of hatred of the Germany.
他们常常想要砸掉英法加在他们身上的枷锁。
The Germans really want to break the shackles put on them by British and French.
所以可以说二战的这个隐患是早早就埋下了。
So the seed of another world war is kind of already buried at that time, long before the outbreak.
而德国因为受到处分，只能保留数量很小的军队。
And due to the sanction of German, German can only keep a very small amount of army.
但是呢，二战发动之后，德国就迅速的扩军到800万，而且战斗力惊人。
But after the outbreak of World War II, Germany expanded its army to 8 million very fast, and also they are notoriously strong.
他们是怎么做到这一点的呢？
How did they do that?
原来德国在秘密准备扩军的过程当中啊，他把每一个士兵当作军官来培养。
So when Germans are secretly preparing for expanding its army, they are training every soldier like if it's an officer.
这样当扩军开始的时候，将每一个士兵升为连长，立刻就可以扩军百倍。
So when they are ready to expansion, when they will promote a soldier into a captain, and immediately you can hire another 100 people.
而这个士兵早已为他的这个新角色是做好准备的。
The soldier is already ready for his new role in the army.
所以我们的事工方向之一就是培养出尽可能多的神学扎实、属灵上成熟、能够教导别人的基督徒。
So one of the directions of our ministry is to build as many people who has as many Christians that are have a solid theology foundation, spiritually mature, and has the gift of teaching.
提摩太后书的二章二节，保罗对提摩太说：“你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。”
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, Paul says, "And the things you have heard me say." In the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
我以前曾经和别的教会弟兄聊到这个故事以及我的意向的时候，他很羡慕地说，真希望你们可以多练出几个这样的弟兄，可以增援我们一个。
When I share the story and my visions to the brothers and sisters in the other churches, they kind of jealous and they told me that I really hope that you can build a lot of brothers like this, so maybe one day you can lend us one.
我非常理解他的心情，因为非常多的教会没有能够带领扎实查考圣经的人才。
I understand him dearly because many churches does not have talent who can lead a solid Bible study.
有些教会有这样的人才，但是很少。
Some churches have this talents, but the number is low.
这样的话会把那非常少数的人给他累趴下。
So those people are usually exhausted.
在与其他教会的弟兄姐妹的交流当中，我常常能够感受到众教会对于能够长久忠心带查经的人才是非常缺乏、非常有需求的。
When communicating with other churches, I can often sense that many churches lack people who can consistently and faithfully lead Bible study, and those people are dearly needed.
一个健康的教会应该像一个健康的人一样，有不断的造血的能力，有不断的有新的人才能够涌现出来。
A healthy church should act like a healthy person. It has the ability to continuously create new blood and continuously build new talent.
我们这个小小的教会在圣经教师这方面倒是有充足的预备。
Our church is small, but on the perspective of Bible teachers, we have abundant preparations.
感谢神兴起三位年轻的带查经的弟兄，使得我和荣荣可以完全。脱去周五代查经的重担，而单单专注于主日讲道。
Praise the Lord, we have three young brothers who can lead the Bible study, so myself and Rong Rong can be freed up from the burden of leading the Bible study and focus solely on the sermon on the Sunday.
这是我们开始职堂以前完全无法想象的。
This is something unimaginable before we start our church.
这个是神对我们的丰盛的恩典和怜悯。
It's God's grace and mercy.
我盼望将来呢，我们不仅能够自己储备充足，而且还能够支援别的教会和机构。
I hope in the future we are not just prepared ourselves, and we will also have abundant support so that we can reinforce the other churches and organizations.
而这些恩赐能力呢，不是人天生就有的。
These gifts are not something people are just born with.
基督徒的恩赐和能力就像是肌肉，是越练越大的。
The gift of a Christian is like a muscle. The more practice, the bigger it gets.
那么这个操练的场所呢，就是地方教会。
And local churches is where you exercise these practices.
那么我们接下来讲到啊，就是说委身于地方教会呢，是基督徒成长的绝对必须。
So next we're going to be talking about devoting yourself to a local church is necessary for a Christian to grow.
关于基督徒的成长，圣经中经常用到农夫种地的比喻。
Regarding to the growth of a Christian's life, in the Bible, a farmer farming land is a very frequently used metaphor.
而农民种地从松土播种到他最后收获，中间是要经过相当长的等候的和等候的时间的。
When the farmer farming land, from sowing the soil to plant the seed to the harvesting, there is a long waiting period in the middle.
同样的，一个基督徒从信主开始到属灵上成熟，以至于你可以托付一些重担给他，也是需要经过好几年的成长和等候的时间的。
And similarly, when a Christian, from a Christian start to believe in Christ to is spiritually mature to a degree where you can hand over some of the heavy responsibility to them, it also takes a time to wait.
因此在成长以前有一个重要的前提就是委身于其中。
So an important factor before a Christian can even grow is to devote, to commit himself in it.
一棵植物的成长过程啊，它要深深的扎根，吸收养分，然后才能够开花结果。
So imagine this, a plant, when the plants need to grow, it need to deeply root itself, absorb all the nutrients, and have flowers and bear fruit.
如果过几天就把它挖出来换个地方栽，那会伤害到它的根，使得它吸收养分不充足，也没有办法结出饱满的果实来。
But if you dig it up and switch to another place from time to time, you will hurt its roots by some degree, and it's going to cause the plants not getting enough nutrients, and it's not going to be able to bear a plum fruit.
同样的，一个没有委身于一个地方教会的基督徒，他的生命是很浅薄的。
And similarly, a Christian who is not devoted to a local church usually have a superficial life.
因为他没有深深的扎根。
Because it's not, its root is not deeply in the ground.
他的心里没有将自己归属于教会。
He doesn't feel like he's belonging to the church.
他也没有把教会当作家。
And he's also not treating the church as his family.
公元三世纪的这个北非教父居普良在强调委身教会的重要性时，他如此说。他说不以教会为母的人就不能再以上帝为父。
So a bishop from North Africa, Cyprian, he said this on the 3rd century AD. So, and his point is to emphasize the importance of devoting oneself to a local church. So he said those who does not take church as their mother can't have God as their father.
加尔文在他的这个诗篇注释中说，我们若不喜爱教会胜过其他，就不配列为教会成员。
And Calvin said something similar in his commentary of the book of Paulsums. He said, if we don't like church more than others, then we are not qualified to be a member of the church.
他不单单强调呢委身教会，更是强调应该爱教会胜过其他一切。
He not only emphasized on devoting himself to the church, he also emphasized one should love the church more than anything else.
因为委身于地方教会就是我们爱基督的方式。
Because devoting oneself to the local church is how Christians love Christ.
那么我们在教会当中的成长呢，其实是包含三个方面的。
There are three different elements about the Christian's growth in the local church.
一方面呢是知识的成长。
First is the growth in the knowledge.
第二方面呢是恩赐的成长。
Second is the growth in the gift.
第三方面呢是生命的成长。
And the third is the growth in the life.
那么这前两点，知识的成长是通过学习，恩赐的成长是通过服事。
The growth in the knowledge is through learning, and the second point, the growth of the gift is through a serving.
而这两者呢都需要长久的委身。
And both of these two elements require long-term, consistently commitment.
从知识的成长的方面，很多人会自己听讲道或者参加一些机构的培训。
From the aspect of growing the knowledge, a lot of people just choose to listen to sermons themselves or participate in some of the training from certain evangelical organization.
但无论是网上的讲员还是福音机构，他们并没有责任要教、要传承给你全辈的教训。
But neither the online preacher nor the evangelical organization are responsible for teaching you the whole counsel of God.
这样的学习呢，常常学到的是神学的碎片。
Such learning are often fragmented.
而地方教会则不同。
The local church is different.
地方教会有责任传讲并教导全备的道理。
Local church has a responsibility to teach you the whole counsel of God.
因为他从神所领受的使命正是如此。
Because this is the mission they get from God.
所以当你委身于一个地方教会的时候，你等于是继承并且持守这个教会的信仰立场。
So when you are devote yourself to a local church, you inherited and maintain the faith of this local church.
而从服事的方面，一个真教会呢会非常注意保守自己的纯正。
And from the aspect of serving, a true church will pay a lot of attention to maintain its purity.
他也就会非常注意会众的信仰纯正与否，对同工的挑选呢更是谨慎。
And it will also focus a lot on whether the congregation's faith is pure or not, and it's usually more cautious on selecting a coworker.
那么一个未曾在教会委身的弟兄姐妹，时来时不来的，教会是不可能把任何的负担加给他的。
So if a brother is not devoted themselves to the local churches and they just show up occasionally, it's impossible for a church to hand any of the burden or responsibility over to them.
这样呢，他就永远无法在服事上成长。
And if that's the case, this individual will not be able to grow in serving.
那么对于我来说啊，教会里面的某一个事工啊，如果没有人手可以做的时候呢，宁肯停下来，也不要去找一个不合适的人来做。
To me, a ministry in the church, if we don't have enough people to continue a ministry of the church, we would rather stop than find someone who is not qualified to do it.
而生命的成长的方面，我们也是需要地方教会。
And on the third point, the growth in the life, we also need local church.
因为教会呢是一个有机的生命体。
Because churches, it acts like an organic life form.
各肢体之间会有一个良性的互动。
Different body parts interact with each other in a benign and harmony way.
我们不单单是需要好的讲道。
We don't just need good sermon.
我们也需要弟兄姐妹之间的彼此勉励和彼此劝诫。
We also need the brothers and sisters to encourage each other, to exhort each other.
使得我们可以长久地行在神的旨意中，而不至于偏离正道。
So that we can remain in the God's will long and we don't derail ourselves.
所以加尔文他也同意居普良对教会的看法。
So Calvin also agreed with Cyprian's view on the church.
教会不单单是神的儿女的总和，也是神的儿女的母亲。
Church is not just the assembly of children of God's children, it's also the mother of God's children.
而母亲的责任正是监督和教养孩子的长大。
And the mother's responsibility is to supervise and teach its kids.
加尔文如此说，他说，因为我们的软弱，我们不能从这学校休学，反而要一生做这学校的学生。此外，若不在这母亲的怀中，没有人能盼望罪蒙赦免或得救。
So Calvin once said, because of our weakness, we cannot take a leave of absence from the school, but instead, we have to be students of the school all of our lives.Besides, no one can hope for forgiveness of sins or salvation except in the bosom of this mother.
在加尔文和居普良的眼中，委身教会不仅仅是对生命成长的绝对必须。
From the perspective of Calvin and Cyprian, committing yourself to the churches is not just necessary for a Christian to grow his life.
对基督徒而言，更是理所当然的，是基督徒应该有的标记。
It is also natural to Christian. This is the mark a Christian should have.
有一位老基督徒，他教年轻的基督徒如何选教会的时候，他给出了两个原则。
When an old Christian teaches a young Christian how to pick a church, he gives two principles.
就是一方面能够让你在真理上长进。
On one hand, the church need to be able to have you grow in truth.
另外一方面呢，你也可以帮助别人在真理上长进的教会。
On the other hand, you should also be able to help others to grow in truth in that church.
这就是你应该委身的教会。
And this is a church you should devote yourself to.
我认为这个总结是非常到位的。
And I think this is a very precise summary.
那么接下来我要讲到呢，地方教会呢是基督徒的基地。
And next I'll be talking about the local church is the base for Christians.
既然教会是基督徒成长的地方，也是宣教士被向外差派的地方，那这个地方教会的战略意义呢，一定是非常大的。
So if a local church is where a Christian grow, it's also where a missionary got sent out to preach the gospel, then local churches is a very strategic, meaningful, important place.
也一定是魔鬼会集中力量攻击的关键点。
And such places is usually also the focus where the demons concentrate their attacks on.
在三国演义中，一支军队呢去出发去进攻敌人的时候，自己的这个基地被偷袭而导致大败的例子是比比皆是的。
In the novel of Legend of Three Kingdoms, there are a lot of battles failed when one army is sent to attack the enemy while their home base got sneak attack, and it happens a lot.
在一两百年前，加拿大和英国都是差派宣教士很多的国家。
One or two hundred years ago, Canada and British also all sent a lot of missionaries to different countries.
我们中国人也因为他们差派的宣教士，如马里逊、戴德森、古约翰等等，而领受福音，蒙受祝福。
And our Chinese benefits a lot because of the missionary they send out, like Robert Morrison, Hudson Taylor, or Jonathan Goforth.
而如今的加拿大和英国的基督信仰已经大大衰落，不再像过去一样能够大量的差派宣教士。
But nowadays, the faith in Canada and British is a lot weaker. They can no longer send large amount of missionaries like they are used to be able to do.
这个正像是一边派军队去攻击敌人，另外一边却将基地给丢了的例子。
It is exactly like the examples where you are sending armies to attack the others, but at the same time, you lost your own base.
可见教会的健康是教会一切事工健康的基础。
So that we can tell the healthy of a church is the foundation for all the ministry of church.
如果教会的健康出现问题，教会的各项事工都会败坏。
If there is a problem with the healthiness of the church, all the ministry of that church will be jeopardized.
但从另外一个角度来看，教会也是神刻意重点保守的对象。
But from the other perspective, the churches is also where God deliberately protect and put a lot of focus on.
越关键的地方，他的护卫是越严密的。
The more important the place is, usually there's more protection from God.
约翰一书的五章十八节这样说，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
First John 5 verses 18, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
当教会持守神的道的时候，整个教会是在神的保守之下的，那恶者就无法害我们。
So when the church obey and maintain God's words, the entire church is under the protection of God, and the devils will not be able to attack them.
所以一个健康的地方教会就像是一个属灵的堡垒，是能够有效的抵挡仇敌的攻击的。
So a healthy local church is like a spiritual fortress. It can effectively protect its people from the attack of the demons.
所以当基督徒在这样的一个教会里面的时候，他能够感觉到灵里的激励、信心的提升和属天的平安。
So when a Christian is in such churches, they can feel encouragement spiritually, a boost in the faith, and the peace from the heaven.
每一个周末，神都会借着聚会除去我们灵里的重担，那真是一种像充电一般的感觉。
Every weekend through our gathering, God get rid of our heavy burdens. It's really a sense of, it's almost like recharging.
而教会若是妥协了神的道，又不悔改的话，就会失去神的同在。
But if a God compromises on God's word and does not repent, then it's going to lose the God is not going to be with them anymore.
那就像没有城墙的城一样，仇敌可以随意的来去。
It's like a city without any wall. The enemy can just come and go freely.
基督徒在这样的教会里面呢，就再也感觉不到那种属天的平安和那种充电一般的感觉。
And in such churches, Christians will never be able to feel the sense of peace from heaven or the sense of recharging anymore.
这种反差是可以清楚地感觉到的。
And you can clearly sense the differences.
在哥林多前书五章五节，保罗谈到要将一个犯奸淫娶了自己继母却不悔改的弟兄逐出教会。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul was talking about casting out the brothers to, out of the church who, and the brother committed adultery and married his stepmother.
And did not repent.
And did not repent.
保罗说要将这样的人交给撒旦败坏他的肉体使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
Paul said this in the verses, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of Lord.
怎么交给撒旦呢?
How do you hand this man to Satan?
赶出教会就是交给撒旦。
It's through casting him out of the church.
因为整个世界都是握在恶者的权下的。
Because the entire world is under the authority of Satan.
可见教会和社会啊，面对魔鬼的攻击，它的防卫等级是不同的。
So you can see the society and the churches have very different level of protection when it's against attacking, when it's against Satan.
所以基督徒如果失去地方教会的这层保护，或者是地方教会堕落，失去神的同在以后，等于是防卫等级降低了。
So when the Christian loses protection from the local churches, or when the local churches fall and lose, and the God is no longer with them, the level of protection actually decreased by a lot.
那时候呢，就和世人一样呢，是暴露在魔鬼的攻击下面的，个人的生命和家庭就容易出现问题。
And at that time, Christians exposed to the attack from the Satan's like everyone in the world. So, and during those times, personal lives or family usually have a lot of issues.
因为对比于世人，魔鬼更有兴趣害基督徒。
Because compared to the all the other people, the demons are more interested in Christians.
这样他就有机会借着这个人的软弱来羞辱神。
Because this is the opportunity for the Satan to humiliate the God through the weakness of this individual.
明白这一点的基督徒就晓得，你委身并且融入一个健康的教会是何等的重要。
And Christians who understand this will also know the importance of devoting and committing himself to a healthy church.
那么接下来我要讲到一点呢，就是说委身教会呢也是学习顺服的功课。
And the next point we're going to be talking about is committing yourself to a local church is also the way you learn how to submit yourself.
正因为地方教会的重要，教会的这个牧师和长老的责任是非常大的。
Because of the importance of a local church, the responsibility of church leaders and pastors are very heavy.
因为他们是为基督看守羊群的牧人。
Because they are the shepherd that's guarding the flock for Christ.
如果牧人不忠心，导致羊群被狼咬死或者走失的话，这个主人是要向这个牧人追讨责任的。
If the shepherd is not faithful and the flock, some of the sheep is either lost or killed by the wolf, the master is going to seek responsibility for the shepherds.
希伯来书十三章的十七节，如此说：你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来。交战的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
In Hebrews 13 verse 17, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls. As those who will have to give an account, let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be no advantage to you.
所以传道人为了捍卫真道、守护教会的时候呢，是需要为真理竭力的争辩的。
So,When a missionary needs to protect the truth and protect his churches, he needs to do his uttermost to debate for the truth.
有些时候，平信徒不觉得有什么问题，但是呢，这个传道人却需要格外的警醒。
There are incidents when average Christian don't feel it's a big issue, but this the pastor or the missionary has to stay additional vigilant.
这不单单是因为他的知识更多，更是因为他的责任更大。
It's not just because he has more knowledge, it's usually because he has a bigger responsibility.
所以弟兄姐妹们如果能够理解这种责任的话，就可以对自己教会的牧者多一份理解和保护。
So if the brothers and sisters can understand this responsibility, they will be able to have a more understanding and protection to their own church and their pastors.
从传道人的角度，这个属灵的权柄和交战的责任是一起交在他手中的。所以当他心中警醒， 记得他需要向神交账的时候呢，他就不会滥用这属灵的权柄。
So, from the pastor's perspective or the preacher's perspective, the authority, the spiritual authority and the responsibility is handed over to them at the same time. So when he stays vigilant in his heart and remember he's accounted for in front of God, he's not going to be abusing this spiritual authority.
彼得对教会的长老们说，务要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So Peter said this to the elders of the churches. Shepherds the flock of God is, that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsions, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
路加福音二十二章的二十五和二十六节，主耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主，但你们不可这样，你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。
And in Luke chapter 22 verses 25 through 26, he says, the kingdom of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in your authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves.
做教会领袖的不同于世上的领袖。
So church leader is different from the world leader.
他不是在众人头上作威作福，而是要做服侍众人的人。
He's not above others and just tell people what to do or whatever he wants, but rather he ought to be the servant of others.
并且做群羊的榜样。
And the examples of the flock.
那么对于会众而言，委身于一个教会等同于自愿顺服教会领袖的带领。
And to the congregation, devoting yourself to the church equals to willingly submit yourself to the leader of the church.
这种带领与被带领的关系啊，完全是出于自愿的。
This led and leading relationship is not under compulsion, but willingly.
一个基督徒可以说，我不喜欢这个教会的领袖，不想顺服他们，但他仍然必须顺服于某个教会的教会领袖的带领下。
A Christian can say, I don't like the leader of this church, I don't want to submit myself to them, but he still have to submit himself to some church leader.
有位传道人说，现今对基督徒灵命破坏最大的因素之一，就是个人主义的基督教。
A preacher once said this, the most destructive elements of Christian or a spiritual life of the Christian nowadays is a Christianity with a lot of individualism impact.
事实上，基督信仰根本没有个人主义。
In reality, Christian faith has no place for individualism.
那种在基督徒身上出现的个人主义，正是因为教会论的缺乏。
The individualism you can observe from a Christian is the result of lacking in the ecclesiology.
当代的文化呢，是藐视任何权柄的文化。
The modern culture is a culture that contempts any authority.
但神的旨意呢，正是让基督徒在地方教会里面学习顺服属灵的权柄。
But God's will is for Christians to learn how to obey and be submissive under the spiritual authority.
因为神借着长老们来建立并守护教会。
Because through the elders of the church, God, create and protect the church.
长老们顺服神的话语，会众们顺服长老们，全教会都在神的保护之下。
When the elders obey God's word, and when the congregation obey the elders, the entire church, the entire congregation will be under the protection of God.
与充满自大和悖逆的世界相反，地方教会将在真理里的带领和顺服完美地展现出来。
So contrary to the world who is full of egoistic and rebellions, the local church demonstrates itself in leading and submission within the truth.
这正是教会的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church.
所以如果明白这个道理之后呢，基督徒其实是有一些教会圈子的礼仪是需要遵守的。
And after understanding this, there are certain manners Christians need to remember when in the church.
比如你加入了一个别的教会的这个聊天群，有人在那个群里问问题的时候呢，你不要不揣冒昧的去回答。
So for example, if you join an online chatting group from another church and one of the people was asking a question there in that group, don't just take the liberty and answer those questions.
因为回答那个问题是那个教会领袖的责任。
Because it's the church leader, is that church leader's responsibility to answer that question.
你当然认为你说的没错，能够有什么问题呢？
Maybe you think what your answer is correct, so what, where is the issue?
但你要考虑到对方的教会领袖，人家是不认识你的。人家也不知道你是否可以信任。
But you need to remember, the leaders in that church, they don't know you, they are not familiar with you, they don't know if you are trustworthy.
万一你说的是错的，误导了人家的会众的话，那像主耶稣交战的时候，到底应该追讨你的责任，还是追讨那个教会领袖的责任呢？
So if your answer is wrong and misled their congregations,when we are in front of the Lord Jesus and being accounted for this, should the Lord be seeking your responsibility or the church leader's responsibility?
打一个简单的比方，就像是一个陌生人给你的婴孩喂不明的食物的时候，是非常讨厌，是非常没有礼貌的，就算那食物是安全的。
Take another simple example. It's like a stranger feeding your baby some strange food. It's very annoying, it's bad manner. Even if that food is safe, it's still not good.
雅各书三章一节，雅各说：“我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。”
In James, chapter 3 verse 1, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
罗马书十五章二十节，保罗说：“我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。”
In Romans chapter 15 verse 12.Paul says, and thus I make it my ambitions to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation.
他俩说的是一个意思，就是谁的权柄，谁的责任是需要分清楚的。
They are talking about the same thing. We need to have clear separations on responsibilities and authorities.
现在的这个网上啊，信息爆炸，有关信仰的文章是良莠不齐的，所以我并不建议大家到处看。
So, with the internet, we are currently in an era of information explosion. There are a lot of articles about faith on the internet, and the qualities, there are some of the good, some are bad, but I don't really recommend people just to look around.
因为在微信上流行的糟糕的文章远比好的文章多得多。
Because, for example, those popular articles that in WeChat, most of them are bad.
我个人加入了一个别的改革宗教会的群，我看到一些好的文章，我就会转发过来给大家看。
I personally joined another WeChat group of another Reformed churches. If I see some good articles, I usually forward it to everybody.
那个群呢，就是不许讨论，也不许转发外来的信息的。
And the rule in that WeChat group is there is no discussion and nobody can forward the information from externally.
另外还有关于跨教会的团契。
Another topic is on the cross church fellowship.
我并不提倡我们教会的弟兄姐妹去参加外面的跨教会团契。
I don't encourage our brothers and sisters to participate cross church fellowship.
尽管我们自己的事工也向远方的弟兄姐妹们开放，从查经到神学小组，都其实都是跨教会的。
Even though our own ministry is kind of cross-church, we are open to brothers and sisters who are remote from our Bible study to the theology learning group.
当然我也不是绝对反对，我是说你需要多一点警醒。
I'm also not saying that you absolutely cannot go. I'm just saying you need to stay vigilant.
参加跨教会团契的人一定要想明白几个问题。
For those who participate in cross-church fellowship, there is a couple of questions you need to be clear about.
这个团契的带领人的韧性和我的教会有没有什么重大的不同？
Does the faith confession of the leader of this fellowship has any major differences with our own churches?
如果有的话呢，是可以接受的小差别，还是越界到了异端的界限内呢？
And if there is any, is the differences small or it is big enough that it's crossed the boundary of heresy?
如果是异端的界限的话，那当然要赶紧退出。
If the difference is so big that we can call it a hearsay, we should quit that organization right away.
如果是比较小的差别的话， 我们要判断我们在那里学到的东西是能够祝福自己的教会呢，还是会给自己的教会带来混乱，这些问题都需要考虑清楚。
And if it's a small differences, we need to think whether the stuff we can learn from that fellowship can benefit us or benefit our church or just create chaos.
因为你在这个团契的活动是在你教会的圈子以外的，也就是说在你的牧师长老的监督以外的，也就是在本教会的保护圈以外。
Your activity in that fellowship is outside your church circle. That means it's outside of the supervision of your pastors and elders. It's outside of the protection of your local church.
它可能有益处，也有可能有害处，有风险。
It may be beneficial, but it also might be harmful and have risk.
因此呢，最好让本教会的牧师长老知道，并且听从他们的意见。
So it's better to let your own pastors and elders know in your own churches and listen to their opinion on this.
以前呢，这个民国的时候啊，军阀割据。
In the Republic of China era, war laws dominated different regions.
而在几个军阀割据的范围之间呢，会出现一个三不管的中间地带。
And among those regions, there might be a places where it's under nobody's domination.
而这个三不管的地带呢，就容易滋生土匪。
And such places is very easy to become a breeding ground for a bandit.
同样的，如果在某个教会里面有传异端的人的话，他危害到别的教会了，那么别的教会的牧者呢，可以联络这个教会的牧者，对他进行管教和处罚。
Similarly, if somebody is preaching or spreading heresy doctrines in certain churches to a degree that is hurting the other churches, the other churches' pastors and leaders can contact this church leader, and so that they can punish or discipline this person.
而跨教会的团契的带领人可能就是不归属于任何一个教会的，没有哪个牧者管得到他。
But the cross church, the leader of a cross church fellowship usually doesn't belong to any church, so there's no pastor or church leader can tell him what to do.
如果他信仰不正的话呢，这个团契呢就容易发展成为一个滋生属灵的土匪的地方，将神的子民掳去。
And if there are some issues with his own faith, this fellowship can also become a breeding ground for spiritual bandits.
这个就是我说教会的韧性就是教会的边界的缘故。
And this is why I was mentioning that a confession of faith, a church's confession of faith, is also the boundary of the church.
当你在一个与本教会没有共同信仰韧性的团契里活动的时候，你应该知道自己此刻并不在本教会保护的范围内，并且知道自己所面临的风险和自己所需要负的责任。
When you are participating in an activity that organized by an organization who doesn't share the common confession of faith with your own church, you should be aware that you are right now outside the protection of your local church, and you should be aware of the risk that you might encounter and the responsibility you might need to bear.
好，最后我们来总结一下今天的讲道。
Let's summarize today's sermon.
第一点呢，委身于地方教会是神在基督徒身上的心意。
On the first point, devoting oneself to the local church is God's will on Christians.
第二点呢，地方教会是神的国的有形的可见的代表。
Second point, local churches is tangible and visible representation of kingdom of God.
第三点，地方教会是基督徒成长的地方。
The third point, local churches is where Christians grow.
第四点，委身教会是基督徒成长的前提条件。
And the fourth point, devoting oneself to the church is the prerequisite for Christian to grow.
第五点，地方教会是基督徒的基地。
And the fifth point, local church is the base for Christians.
第六点，我们在地方教会中学习顺服。
And the sixth point,We learn how to obey and submit ourselves in the local church.
好，我们一起为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你用宝血救赎了我们。
Lord, you gave us your salvation through your holy blood.
使我们成为主你的教会。
So that we can become your church.
向那无瑕无疵的心腹归给你自己。
It's like the pure bride that belonging to you.
主啊，保守我们的生命的成长。
Lord, protect our life and keep us from growing.
保守我们能够深深的委身在主你的教会当中。
Protect us so that we can devote and root deeply in this church.
众肢体间彼此相助。
Different body parts can help each other.
在基督里一同长进。
And we can grow together in the Christ.
在爱中建造自己。
And we can also build ourselves in love.
并彼此建造。
And build each other.
主啊，愿你常与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
我们在此等候你，直到主你的再来。
And we are here eagerly waiting for your second coming.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we praise and thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.